99.7 Today FM, Campbell Rivers Hit Music Station. It's Ethan, and I had the chance to chat with Campbell Rivers Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent. Every week, we're going to be discussing what's been on everyone's minds these past few weeks, and that is COVID-19. Let's get into this week's discussion. I'll let you guys start things off. So how is everything going in Campbell River this week?
Well, Ethan, I think we are adjusting to the new normal, which is anything but. And we certainly have been busy with meetings with Island Health, with different ministers and the provincial government. Certainly a lot of information that came down yesterday regarding financial information, but also a good meeting with Island Health. In addition, council has been busy with regional district meetings, Strathcona Garden meetings, and extraordinary meetings regarding the fire situation and also the most vulnerable. So it certainly has been busy, whether it's by video conference, teleconference, or telephone, but we are all keeping our physical distancing and abiding by Dr. Henry's protocols.
So I'm seeing you guys are holding a special meeting on the 20th to go over some of those financial situations. Can you just touch on that and what's happening during this meeting?
Well, I'll just give a little overview and then turn it over to Ms. Sargent. But as you're aware, there has been a lot of call for tax relief for businesses that are really suffering. And council has been monitoring what has been happening across the country and what other jurisdictions have been doing, and have directed staff to put a report together, and we are holding a special meeting on Monday to begin those discussions as to what it looks like, what our capital projects, what our operating, what our user fees, what our revenues are, and it's quite timely that Minister Robinson came out yesterday with the financial position from the province. So that will be a very healthy discussion on Monday night with our staff, who have been working extremely hard putting together options and information for council's consideration. So, Ms. Sargent, do you want...
Yes. Thank you, Mayor Adams. Just to confirm that our meeting time, it's an extraordinary meeting of council to really focus on financial implications for the city and for our residents. And that meeting time is going to be at 3 p.m. on Monday, April the 20th. It will be webcast, and there will be council meeting highlights that will be published and shared for those that are unable to catch the webcast. So again, that meeting time has been changed to 3 p.m. The city is working diligently to continue to provide as many services as possible, and of course, where it's safe to do so. And as a local government, we are definitely an essential service under the COVID pandemic, and that is as described by the province, or prescribed by the province. I just want to put out a reminder, too, to all of our residences, too, that we do have a dedicated webpage that is campbellriver.ca/COVID-19, or if people have issues or they want to contact different departments in the city, please call our call center, which is 250-286-4033.
So, Mayor Adams, I'm seeing some mayors across Vancouver Island are coming together, and they're planning to send a letter to Ottawa and to Victoria to call for some tighter restrictions on who can use BC ferries. Are you involved with this at all?
Yes, that was started last Friday Easter, or Good Friday, by Mayor Al Sebring from North Cowichan for all Vancouver Island. And it was just a concern that they were experiencing in the Ladysmith and Cowichan area and Lake Cowichan. But I also heard from mayors in Port Hardy and Port McNeil, Port Ellis and Gold River, and Mayor Osborne over in Tofino, that while the ferry traffic was down substantially, there was still a recognizable number of recreational vehicles and recreational travelers that were of concern for those communities, particularly communities that don't have primary acute care services and feel more vulnerable and more at risk. So we did discuss it as a council and agreed to put our name as a signature on that letter for the province to take a look as to what further recommendations could be done in anticipation of the next May long weekend.
Okay. A little off topic from COVID, but I'm seeing here in Campbell River, they're having a blood donor clinic on the 21st to the 23rd, and the staff at the city have been working with the clinic to provide a safe space to give blood. Do you guys have any comment on this?
I certainly do. Our healthcare professionals have just been absolutely incredible, and I used the term in another interview that they are, in times of crisis, they are really our true heroes, whether it be the doctors or the nurses or the housekeepers or the entire healthcare team, but that also applies to our RCMP fire department and ambulance workers that are responding to various scenes. And one of the things that has been the supply dropping is in blood to be able to react and treat those in critical need. So we're doing whatever we can to assist the blood donor clinic to replenish those supplies so that they have sufficient supply to look after those in need.
Just to add to what the mayor has mentioned, the City of Campbell River works very closely with other government agencies, and we certainly take our lead from the province as we address all the issues and that are coming up through the COVID-19 pandemic. So the blood clinic that you're talking about, our staff have been working on providing that space, and that will be at the community center in downtown Campbell River.
Thanks again, Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent. I had a great time chatting, and I'm looking forward to chatting again next week right here on 99.7 Today FM.